It's Mario Perez. Listen to one of the first episodes that I'm doing on the Until Last Bit of Falls series. We're going to analyze and break down the songs that I write and the process that I go through when I write them. So this first song that we're going to listen to and we're going to run through, it's called Scales. I like it. It's a pretty good song. It's catchy. So I hope you guys enjoy it and discover how to write songs with me.
So I started off by doing a freestyle, which basically, you know, like how like rappers, they tend to just free flow and just speak their minds, and they just, I don't like freestyle rapping, but with singing songs and creating. But I just start freestyle, so I start playing random chords and then just start saying random things that come to my head. And that usually leads to pretty cool songs. So this starts with a freestyle. So this is, again, discovering scales. And it starts off with just a freestyle with another song that had nothing to do with scales. So this is the beginning for the freestyle. This is where the chorus came up. As you can see right there, I thought about it and I'm like, whoa, that sounds kind of cool. So once I'm like a train of thought and I catch something, I tend to repeat it again till I get the right rhythm. It's weird, it's like I'm discovering something that's already been written. And I'm singing along to a song that's already been written. It's not something that I'm writing. It's weird. That's the state of mind I tried to have when I write these songs.
That's fucking cool! Ha!
You can see I was fucking excited. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? That shit was catchy. And for something to catch my attention, it's pretty... It's simple. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm really skeptical. And so, like, when it comes to, like, cliche stuff, it has to really, like... I don't know. It's like I find art in the way that words are used to interpret an abstract concept, idea, or analogy that parallels to reality, and it's like all just blah, you know. It's like deciphering like hieroglyphs, you know. It's weird. I don't know. That's what gets me excited. So then I proceed to the next part. So you can see from a free flow of just random thoughts, one catches my attention, then I run with it, I repeat it again and again until I get a free flow of it, where it's like I'm singing along to a verse that's already existed. So now we have our foundation.
So now what I did is I do a freestyle,
So I stopped playing all that stuff, and I'm like, hey, freestyle, boom, with that concept of the scales, you know?
Freestyle.
So without a frame of reference or any guidance or direction, I kind of do it. I try not to think as I'm writing it or saying it, just like free flow, like when you're freestyling a rap or something like that. It's like directly unconscious, everything just blowing it out. But the only thing different that I think I do is because I'm also keeping track of the melody, the rhythm, and I'm writing both parts at the same time while I'm writing, free-flowing the words. So I'm sort of like sitting back observing this process, kind of like, whoa, you know, trying not to like stutter. It's weird, like, because I'm paying attention to the rhythm that I played last, and I try to remember right before I start playing that new verse or whatever. But at the same time, but I'm not paying attention to the words I'm saying. Those are the only ones I'm just not in control. I'm just spitballing everything. This is kind of what happens when I try to take control of the wheel during the process. Like, I get stuck and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck do I say next? I don't even know. So I try to record everything. Finally, as you notice, the chorus that I start off with all stuttering in the beginning, now I'm singing it like I'm singing along to another song. That's the way I try to think about it. Not consciously write it, but mostly think about it. Because I think about how I'm singing, and if it feels like I said before, like I'm just, it was already made. You know, and it fluctuates just perfectly. It's cool. So after I feel like that's good, then I start creating the next part. So now I do the adding to it. So I pave that part of the road and it looks good. Now I jump to the next part.
So hopefully you have kind of seen a little bit of what I'm trying to do. Like I told you guys the first one, this is all done really raw and real. So everything is like just, it's there. You know, I'm not going to edit it a lot and try to like sell you an image. It is raw and it is what it is because it's reality. So I hope you guys enjoy so far the first episode. And this next part, well, that's what I have so far. So now it's the official scales, the demo song, an acoustic, with all the pieces together for the way I want it to sound. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you come around and enjoy some more discoveries with me.
Princess, I'll be the fucking night. But underneath our skin.